keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Download the Cliff Central app, available now on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website, where there's a show for you.
Friday morning, it is cliffcentral.com. It is unscripted, it is unradio, and this morning it is most definitely, without a doubt, and lots of butt plugs and lube in between everything else, uncensored. So, good morning, Claudine. It's so cool that you are here.
Hi, lovely Jonty. I'm so excited to see some of these products. And when I say see... See what I can do with some of these products.
Do with some of them. And our good friend Candace from Belarus, it is so cool to have you here again.
Belarus is a really sexy name.
Mm.
It really is.
It is. You've got to talk closer to the mic.
Can you hear me now?
That's a little bit better. No? Yeah, a little bit better, but not a whole lot.
Okay.
Oh, because you are on the wrong mic, that's why. Or I have put the wrong mic on. I thought you were sitting there. Let's try that
again.
Technical
difficulties.
Alpha Bravo. Yeah.
There we go. There we go. That's
fantastic.
John T.
Loud for having me here.
Loud and
clear.
So
now we know. Okay. And Tamar is with us on Skype from Israel.
Shalom, Manishma.
Shalom, everybody.
How are you doing?
I'm doing so well. I actually can't tell you how refreshing it is to go back to Cliff Central. It's been like, you know, family time and being organized and kosher and, you know, it's enough now.
Yeah.
We
well,
are missing you. Big
kosher
time.
Sex toys, which means we should phone up a rabbi and find out, can we get a special blessing on a sex? What do you the thing with all these rabbis is, what do you think we'd have to pay to get a blessing on a sex toy?
Really depends, I think, which rabbi we're talking about.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it's Ashkenazi or Sephardi.
Absolutely.
I think the Ashkenazi are more liberal.
I think you could actually charm him for us, don't you?
Yes, I can.
Yeah,
from
some of what we've heard, I think some inducement would swing the deal. So let's start out with this.
Chocolate starfish. Twitter bag.
Today's dirty dictionary word is
outer course.
Outer course?
Dirty dictionary word.
Outer course. Any clue?
Outer course. That sounds like intercourse on the outside. I would say that is like French fucking. So sex with clothes on.
Clothes on. I must agree on that one. Yes.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
Okay. Tamar?
That's a very, very good question. It sounds like something went completely out of hand.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Okay. Or it could be internal organs falling out during sex.
Claudine, you always make me so scared when I tap into your brain. Stop it.
Instead of pushing it in, this is going to draw. It's like a prolapsed uterus or prolapsed anus after like some heavy fisting or something.
Oh, well, no. Yes, exactly.
Okay. So we're kind of going a little bit over the edge this morning. So please join our conversation on 0861-555-189. We are on WeChat. We are on what else?
Yeah, we are on the Sex Talk Twitter handle, which is sextalk_clipsy.
Cool bananas.
And Instagram? Don't you have Instagram?
We do. My Instagram. Well, what's my Instagram? John T. Searle.
Yeah.
John T. Searle on Instagram.
Honest, we're
just
not, you know, radio is for ugly people.
talk for yourself there, okay?
We are looking very sexy in the studio.
Thank you very much.
So
let's start with a couple of interesting questions that I was thinking about this morning. First one is, does your sex toy have a nickname?
No.
Because a lot of people have nicknames for their genitals.
Sadly, yes.
You know, guys and women have nicknames for their genitals and for their partner's genitals. So why not your sex toy?
Actually, I did used to have a code, like a code word for my sex toy.
And what was that?
When I, jingle jangle.
Jingle jangle. So I'm just going to jingle jangle. Excuse me, I'll be back in 15 minutes.
Well, the truth is it looked, it was red and green and it looked like Christmas. So I was like, jingle jangle is perfect.
Okay. If your sex toy had a nickname, what would it be?
But you know what? I think being in the Belarus store, people coming in, I always refer to all the toys as she. And they all tend to be like, why do you call them a she? I said, because we always seem to satisfy.
He. That is a he.
No, that's a she.
Is it a she?
All of them are she's because we please.
She's because we please, although this thing looks like
it doesn't look very much like a she. And that's kind of a little bit of an issue.
Yeah. If you guys are talking about sex toys in the studio, you have to take some photos, Claudine, and Twitter them, because I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, I'm going to take some photos. Okay. I'll send it to John.
So she's sending you, or she's sending it to John T. She's sending a B-Swish Curve,
a
which is
B-Swish Curve.
That's B-Swish
Curve.
For Army.
So is that like kind of like the Nike Swish? What's the Nike look? Just do it. There we go. It's perfect.
Just do it.
Let's just do it. Okay. So, the next question is, do you remember your very first sex toy?
Yes. The answer is yes.
Claudine, do you remember your
Who can forget? Who can forget? That's like your first pet.
I have a very, very funny story about that.
Mm-hmm.
That I was a soldier, and in Israel they opened this, actually, interesting enough, it was a sign. It was the first erotic center in Israel. It used to be called Eros.
Mm-hmm.
How interesting is that? And I went in. I was a soldier. I could afford about, you know, peanuts and Coke. Well, peanuts is, anyway. So
peanuts don't make for good sex toys, because if they get up there, they kind of start molding and, you know.
Exactly. And then the problem was that she got me convinced to buy a 3,000 rand toy, my first vibrator. I couldn't afford it. I put it on credit for like 30 years. And I never even used it because my boyfriend saw it, got a fit, and we threw it away.
What?
That's shocking.
That's the story.
Shocking.
That's the story.
Well, okay. My first sex toy was a rabbit.
A Roger.
That I got from, I don't know, it could have been Roger Rabbit, that I got from a hen party.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was like, whoa, Claudine, you're such a slut buying a rabbit. And I was like, yeah, I'm such a slut. But, yeah, I got this rabbit, and John T then told me last week, because that's the only sex toy I've... No, that's a bit of a lie. I've owned a few other things. But
yeah, we can always
that's the
check
main
with
one.
Daniel. So
we can phone him. We can
absolutely.
Phone him up. But John T and Tamar were telling me that that is apparently old news. Nobody uses rabbits anymore.
You know what? They do still come in and they still want to Roger Rabbit. I unfortunately luckily bought a dolphin in today that rotates and oscillates and everything. You have no idea. And but I do try and like move them along from the ark. You know, we need to come into the 25th century.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. So the next question is, and I guess this is an interesting question for you.
Mm.
How often do people buy sex toys? Like, you know, do you buy one and then kind of this works for 2 years until I read about something new? Or is it something that we upgrade and expand on a regular basis?
You know what? I think the women of South Africa, thank God, are starting to come out of their shells.
Mm-hmm.
And they're accepting their sensuality and their sexuality. And I'm actually starting to find that women have got higher sex drives than men.
Yes, we know that. That's a given.
No, because I've...
What do you mean no?
No, I must tell you...
Some of us who know the truth about things have known that for a long, long, long time.
Well, you see,
John
you milk it right.
Me the ways.
No, John T. milks the ways, I swear. He really does. But I'm realizing, well, not even realizing. Yesterday I had an awesome couple who come in at least once a year, and they stock up for the year. And they buy a couple of toys. And it's not just a case of having a toy and coming back... you know, for something smaller. They're going on a larger scale.
Mm.
And their friends are being told because it's word of mouth. So you buy a group, or should we want to call it like a gaggle of toys,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. A collective noun for a sex toy collection would be what?
A shout, a moan, a yelp, a pride.
That's gay toys. A pride of gay toys.
So that would be an interesting one, would be a collective noun for your collection of sex toys. So,
am I right there, Claudia?
Yes, I'm trying to film and play with the sex toy.
At the same time.
And that's hard. You need to say its name.
Yeah. You need to say its name.
This is the dolphin. Okay.
Yes. You have to put your mouth closer to the mic when you're saying things.
Okay.
There we go. You see, I can't multitask. I can't play with dildos.
Yeah.
I think there's this whole gaggle of boys outside who've never really seen a lot of these things, and they're kind of quite fascinated by all of these things.
So this is apparently a dolphin that rotates. Mm-hmm. And then what does the tip of the dolphin nose do? It vibrates.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And that vibrates.
So it rotates, it vibrates. Does it go? Does it make coffee as well afterwards?
It should make coffee. Can you use this in the bath?
Completely waterproof.
Ooh, feel that. Has it been anywhere?
What do you think?
Which is an interesting thing. I've always thought this, and I still have this idea, that when you go and buy a toy, you need to be able to test the thing. It's like you go and you buy some clothes, and you try them on before you leave the shop. Why can't you try a toy?
I went to a sex shop in New York,
yes.
and they said that this is how you try.
On the tip of your nose.
You put the sex toy on the tip of your nose.
Yeah.
And if it tickles, it's going to feel amazing.
I must tell you, that analogy, because they all turn around and say that once on the tip of your nose, you've got the same sensation on the tip of your nose as you do on your clit.
That's ticklish. It's working. Feel it. Jonty. Feel it. It's working.
They say that it's kind of similar to an orgasm.
Yeah. But imagine.
Don't put it in your nostril, John D, on the tip.
But you know what? Your clit can handle so much more.
Yeah. So if I hold it here for long enough, like, what's going to happen? Am I going to start going, and then am I going to have a nose ejaculation?
Can you?
Then you're asking. Now, talking about your little dolphin over there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at this one.
You see our boys, exactly.
Okay, we'll just sit here for the rest of the show and kind of grow
okay,
and go.
So I'll then talk about my more favorable one then. My Wee Vibe.
Is that this one?
That couple toy.
Is the Wee Vibe the best-selling toy in the world ever?
I actually must say to you, from a personal experience and from a personal every advantage point.
Dari, bring your nose here, please.
It's so
tricky. Dari, bring your nose here.
Confusion.
Yeah, you know, when somebody walks into the studio and you're doing a whole show on sex toys and they say, I'm here to take pictures, can you actually believe them?
No, because I think she wants to bring a clit.
Can I just say, Dari looks amazing with a dildo on the end of her
face. So this is like a real new thing. If I was a dick face, this is what I'd look like.
Can I just say, this dildo is amazing because my nose is still tickling. It's still vibrating.
Okay, but then we need to get you from the dark ages. I need to get you into something
new. But now this
new.
Works on
okay. butt plug.
This
I'm,
works on batteries.
I'm scared of that, but
that works on batteries.
So
yes.
I want to tell you my sex toy story.
Does it involve water?
No, it doesn't. So I was asked to. Tamara, are you still there?
I'm here, my angel.
Good. So I was asked to write a review on a male sex toy called the Cobra. So the Cobra looks like a Cobra sports car. And the front of, like, where the bonnet would be is where you put your cock in. It's got all these kind of vibrating things. And it had one of those batteries that was a rechargeable battery. So you put, like, a magnetic connector on the battery. So there's no battery that you can take out. So I tried this thing, and it was actually quite boring. It was very disappointing. And then I couldn't switch the thing off. It wouldn't switch off.
What?
So I put it in the middle of a pile of clothes in my cupboard, and I could still hear it vibrating. And you couldn't take the battery out. So the only thing I could actually do was put it like in the bathroom in the middle of a laundry hamper until the battery had run down.
And the lithium batteries go forever. Oh, no.
That's a good ad for Duracell.
And that was...
It is.
And that was like a really, really
I have a friend that woke up this Saturday morning or Sunday morning annoyed. She heard the neighbors are renovating, and she started banging on the walls and say, it's Sunday morning, how can you do this? She realized it's her own vibrator started work from the drawer.
Oh, my head.
So you got to watch, actually, go to our page on the Cliff Central website, and you got to watch the funny from last week.
Okay.
Because that is really, really cool. It's a woman walking around with a vibrator inside of her, and somebody else has the remote, and she's on these city streets. And she goes up to this, like, food cart to order a hot dog or something, and all of a sudden the woman who has the remote pushes the button, and she just kind of collapses with...
But that's from... Oh, remember that movie, The Ugly Truth?
No.
There was a movie with Catherine Heigl.
Yeah.
She goes out for dinner.
Yeah.
And her partner also. She's got either a vibrating panty or a remote-controlled egg.
Yeah.
And please trust me, the vibrating panties, there are plenty of hysterical stories.
I'm sure.
Because of the fact that they malfunction. So when people say, oh, do you have the panties? I kind of like steer away and go towards the remote-controlled egg. So the egg's inside of you, mm-hmm. and your partner's got the remote. And we can use them in traffic, and we can use them in a meeting.
But now I believe there's ones that you can actually activate from a cell phone.
Yes, we've got it on the Weaver.
So like your partner can even be like overseas, yes. and they send a message on the phone.
Stop it. I am getting myself.
No, so can we have a hallelujah and an amen on that one? You have
can,
no idea.
Can we talk about this
yes,
Weaver?
We so
do you mind
can.
If I play? Can I play?
You can open it. I think it's still shut though, so you might want to open
so,
it on the side.
So what does playing mean? Does that mean we're actually getting a live demo of the Weaver?
Don't get so excited, Jonty. I'm going to see how it tickles my nose first.
She likes his nose story, and it's just such a bother.
Okay, we need to do this. That mouth and microphone need to be connected.
I am playing with the toys.
There we go.
I am playing with the toys.
Can we maybe have you got a sharp
on the
object
mic.
Or something?
There are no sharp objects allowed in the studio for very good reason.
This I'm starting to believe.
Unless you're using them to pop balloons.
Have you tried WeVibes, Tamar?
I actually haven't because I had a lovely chat with Candace from Belarus, and she reminded me that the novelty is the most important thing, the thing that actually nothing can take away the connection. It's the weirdest thing if you put a WeVibe inside of two people that don't know what to do with themselves.
Mm.
So I must tell you, you know what, Tamar? We have had WeVibe 1, WeVibe 2, WeVibe 3. This is number 4.
Yep. Okay. So somebody has to take a picture of this and put it out, please.
Yeah, I can already see the pictures coming up now. That's
okay.
Cool.
Okay.
The WeVibe 4, I must tell you, is absolutely that magnificent.
Is that the latest?
This is the latest.
WeVibe
it has been,
4.
And I don't know if they can hear that. Can you hear that?
Yeah. Oh, my God. It sounds
it
like a rave.
It is phenomenal.
It's
you
a
have
rave.
No idea.
Sounds like a secret sunrise morning.
It really, yeah.
It is magnificent.
Whoa, can you put it again? I want Claudine to do a song with it. Come.
Okay.
Come.
Oh, baby, turn me on. Oh, baby, I love the song. Yeah. Vibrate. Whoa. Woo. Dilate. Whoa. Woo. Yeah.
Well done. Well done. So now with our WeVibe being the ultimate toy,
mm-hmm.
it slides inside of the woman for Jean.
Yeah.
Wait. I need instructions. What happens where?
Okay, which side slides inside?
The thinner part that's shaped almost like an arrow, if you want to call it.
With some lube.
With some lube.
With some lube.
But please remember,
important.
All of us are so self-lubricating.
Well, we need to have a discussion about
yes,
that.
Yes, we so do.
You can never have enough lube. What's the safest lube to use with these toys?
Well, I must tell you, we always stock the Eros water-based for sex toys, purely for the fact that being a liquid or being a water-based, it's not going to eat the toy.
Mm.
Okay? So, always water-based lubrication. And also remembering that the more expensive your lube, the better the quality.
Yeah.
Always a fact.
Now, does the same go for toys? That the more expensive the toy, the better the quality?
You know what? I hang in the balance on that one.
Mm.
I don't always believe that the more expensive, the better.
Mm.
Obviously, I try out various toys myself. And whatever comes to whatever tickles my fancy, literally, I often push a lot more of.
Okay, so we have to ask the question from that.
Mm.
Do you try every toy that comes into the shop?
Do you see the smile on my face? No. No, I'm joking.
So, how's that for a job as a sex toy tester?
What an amazing. You spoke about testing the toys in store.
Yeah.
I always joke that we've got a peep showroom. And you must see our men look at their watches instantly, I think, to check if they've got time
to go into the room. Yeah.
And then all it is a change room. So it's a constant joke that, yes, we've got a peep showroom. And it's like, okay, what time?
But what's happening in the room?
Exactly. Yeah. And no, nothing. Just the change room.
I want to hear more about Weave Up.
So the Weave Up, please remember, the Weave Up 4 okay. Plus. Okay.
Play it again. I'll play the noise
again.
And this
is like a different, okay. So it goes fast, faster, fastest.
Break
and then
beat,
it starts changing.
Break a beat. Yeah.
Okay, wait, so you'll get to the better part.
So we need some appropriate moans for this. And like some appropriate heavy breathing.
Can I feel that?
You can.
Thank you.
So what happens with this is it works with a remote control.
Yeah.
And it's probably got about a 3-meter radius.
Okay.
Okay, but ideally I wouldn't want to wear it out.
Mm.
Because...
Well, that's quite loud because if you were sitting somewhere... It would be very, very noticeable.
Hence the fact that I love telling people to buy the egg.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, I mean, that's been on our mics and that kind of thing. And I'm sure that Claudine's going to want to go and excuse herself. She's looking very excited.
Well, I'm trying
to think.
How does that go?
How quickly can you get here, Daniel?
Hurry up. Who cares about your meeting?
So that slides inside of you.
Yes.
The G-spot. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
And visualize that being your vagina.
Yes.
That clips onto your pubic bone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then your partner slides inside with it. And they feel what we feel. The story goes as follows. Uh-huh. I sell man pills. Okay.
Yes.
Man pills. What are man pills?
Very much like your Cialis.
Okay. So that's a version of a Viagra.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because a lot of the times the guys are... You know,
they come really fast.
Yeah. My partner and myself, when we tried it out, he was like, okay, well, I'm going to be taking my time. And I was like, hell no. And I moved it on with the remote. And he was like, okay, then, you know. Mm. So the fact that it's a couple toy, and obviously we're all built differently. So maybe there's a couple of people that have grumbled. But please, out of like billions and trillions of women, maybe one little trillion have complained because it doesn't clip properly, you know, yet it does slide and it does sit in place, you know, if it's sliding inside.
Yeah.
And then taking it a step further, if your partner travels and he's sitting in Hungary or he's sitting in Germany or New York, he downloads the app on his phone and he controls it from wherever he may be.
That's amazing, obscene. But terrifying.
It is
terrifying
amazing.
At the same time. Can you imagine? Yeah.
Okay, tomorrow... What's the story with sex shops in Israel? Are they becoming more popular? How many? Like, what's the quality? Because, you know, in South Africa, we have such a range of quality. You get, like, from the adult world, the Lovelands, into, you know, the higher-end shops.
The Belarus one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, baby.
Well, you know, your shop is really, it's such a delight for a woman to go to Candace's shop. It really is. So,
and to feel comfortable, that's important.
Yeah, you feel comfortable. First of all, it's a secure place and it's very woman friendly and you feel like you can just go into sex fantasy land, which is great.
Thank you so much.
But in Israel, it's actually quite the same, you know, but in Israel, you can walk in the streets like, hello. So that's something that is a little bit different from Johannesburg. So you can actually, you have those small sex shops, which are really cool, more like Amsterdam, more like in Europe. You can actually go in. It's privately owned. It's the woman or the guy or the couple that runs it. They bring things from overseas and they collect it like Candace does with Belarus. They actually bring things that they really like, not that the network or the franchise wants to bring.
So
you can find really, really amazing stuff. And people are a little bit... easy to chat to because it's not as, you know, of course you won't see the Jerusalem, you know, rabbis there.
Yeah, we understand
you never know
that. No, because
they can't be
much in disguise.
Actually.
That's the thing. Otherwise, you'd never know.
I must say, John's too busy playing with my butt plug. I'm getting very uncomfortable.
How does this switch on?
It's brand new. So he has.
It's fine.
This one won't switch off. I've got like a lipstick thing.
Okay, so what you're going to do is when you're putting them on, okay,
yeah.
Like this being a rechargeable butt plug is brand new to our family.
Okay, let's take a step back.
Okay.
How popular are anal toys?
Well, I must say, over this Easter period,
bondage
and anal have been like in my face that I couldn't keep up.
Very good.
Yeah, I got a round of applause from Dottie.
Bondage and anal has just actually flown out the store. Mm.
And are people asking about anal toys for men and for women? Because obviously an anal toy is an anal toy.
Mm. But saying that, yes, I'm very keen on men trying prostate stimulation.
Yeah.
And we spoke, I think, previously where they come in and you explain it to them and the guy's eyes get bigger and bigger.
Mm.
And he either is like, you can see him physically clenching and he's like, but I'm not gay.
Yeah.
Which is a big, discussion for another time. But
we keep coming back to that, but it simply means open yourself to another avenue of pleasure.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the health point of it, I mean, it's just so phenomenal.
In terms of size of butt plug, now we are going to post a picture of the size of this butt plug.
Have you switched it on?
He's brand new. They give you a bit of charge on him, but you've got to charge him.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So just so that you can feel ever so slightly.
I mean, I've seen butt plugs in Amsterdam that are called weapons of ass destruction. And it's literally a stool that you can rest your drinks on, or you can put up your ass. Now, this is absolutely tiny. Is this start off material? Yes. Would I start off with this?
You would start off with that, and you would use...
anal toys never need to be big for stimulation.
See, I mean, this is about the size of two fingers.
Mm.
And she's absolutely gorgeous.
And she's really cute. She comes in hot pink.
She's really lovely.
Yeah, what other colors does she come in?
I think at the moment the supplier's actually only got the hot pink because it seems to be a nice little overall happy color.
Yeah.
Very happy color. No, but you can use, remember with us women for anal, we enjoy the rimming and just the very, very interesting.
So let's go back a step for some of our listeners who don't know. So rimming is oral anal stimulation, licking all around the anus, which can be absolutely phenomenally exciting and arousing and pleasurable.
And say no more.
There's something that people don't know about anal stimulation, that it's really like there's such, we speak every time about it a little bit, but for women, and of course for men, we're not even talking about the benefits, even the health benefits and about the prostate massage, but for women, it connects to nerves that go all the way really down to your feet, like, of course, your vagina and your clit nerves. But it is unbelievable the sensations you can get in the arousal, and it's like the amplifying. It amplifies every vaginal sensation. It's unbelievable. You should try butt plugs by definition.
Hmm. And also, so you were saying we don't actually need to put this whole thing in our tochas.
You know what? You need to.
Or do we?
Ideally,
you do.
That you need to put in that whole part because of the broad base.
Yes.
You could go right up that part. Remember, anus sucks things in when you have an orgasm.
So the first rule with anal toys is make sure it either has a really secure string with a handle or it has a bar or a broad base. So do not put anything, because the anal muscles contract so fast and so quickly that, like that which you're holding there now, which looks kind of like a little finger, would disappear.
It looks like a lipstick. That's a lipstick would get lost in the anus.
And there is not a doctor who has done internship who will not tell you a story about something from the emergency room on Saturday night that has got stuck somewhere and needed either forceps or actually surgery.
And I think I need to do a bit more research, but the joke is always it's a bulb, a light bulb, that has to get fished out.
Now I saw an X-ray once from a doctor friend of mine of Joburg Jen on a Saturday night where a woman had actually put a light bulb in her yoni.
No way!
And this was the X-ray of it.
But I mean, surely, and have you seen One Man, One Jar?
No. Mm-mm.
Well, I don't know if I should actually be talking about it on radio because it's stuck with me for years.
Excuse the pun.
Is it going to give people nightmares?
Excuse the pun. It is going to give people nightmares. So you see this guy. Maybe John T will post it if it's still allowed on the internet. And he goes down and you can't see his face. You can just see from his stomach down.
Mm-hmm.
And he's naked and you can see him sitting down on a glass jar. And it goes whoop. Inside. And then you hear and he is pulling out pieces of glass from his anus, and I say
do not try that at home.
Do not try that at home.
Have you seen Sex Box?
No.
So two people have told me about it. My friend Chris and my daughter told me about it.
Your daughter?
Yes.
Okay.
My daughter is amazing because she does this amazing research and she finds out about everything happening in the world, which is fantastic. So Sex Box, it's a reality show, and apparently these people go and have sex in a box. You don't see them having sex, and then afterwards they talk about their sex in a box. Apparently it's gotten really terrible reviews, so we need to watch a little bit of this to find out. So if anybody has seen Sex Box, let us know,
But please. If they're discussing it, why can't we watch?
Well, because it's like on YouTube and stuff, all their rules.
Okay. But now, I wanted to actually mention, people all tend to forget one of the most important things with their sex toys.
Mm-hmm.
Lube. Besides their lube, okay. Silicone lube, which we stock called the Lubrisilk, is literally silk.
Mm.
It is absolutely that amazing.
The silicone lubes are fantastic.
They are fabulous, and they don't obviously get sticky and tacky.
Mm.
Always lube up. So
John T's advice for lube. Mm. The plainer the product, the better it is for your body. The longer it stays on your skin, the better it is for your body. Yes. So things like aqueous cream are terrible because they get tacky so quickly and you need to keep on adding more and adding more and adding more. So the plainer it is, the better for your body, and you want something that is going to stay on your skin for a long time. But there's an exception to that because a lot of lubes are guaranteed to stay lubricated for 2 hours.
Mm.
But some of them have more preservatives than a bottle of Coke. So you have to look at
The ingredients
really carefully.
So basically, don't buy the cheap stuff from Dis-Chem because that's all wherever.
Well, no, at Dis-Chem you'd actually get probably better quality.
I think they stock more. I mean,
like
they've
the Durex range
and
things
and the
like that.
And things, you know. We normally, the Essig I found is a thicker consistency, which is better for anal.
Mm.
I mean, you get anal lubes, which we also sell. So yes, ideally, rather go with something a bit more pricier.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that it is a better quality. And also, no Vicks Vapor Wraps, please. And no Menthol, nothings. Because
no
people do that. No deep heat.
And the same goes for oral sex with a man or a woman. Because the tissues of your yoni, the hole in the head of a guy's cock, can be incredibly sensitive. And you use some of those things, you can either get a hectic rash or pain for hours afterwards, especially when a guy wees. For hours afterwards.
So we joke and say, give a blowjob with an Airwaves chewing gum because of that sensation. Mm. But then people take it further with toothpaste or they take it
further with a mouthwash
or something
toxic.
Like that. It is hectic. It really is.
So you want to do something interesting with a blowjob. Do it with either some ice in your mouth, do it with some hot water in your mouth.
That's the same with going down on a girl.
Yes.
Or fingering a girl.
Yeah.
Don't put chili on your fingers, though.
Yeah, well, we did that. We had that as a dirty dictionary a while ago with our jalapeno finger poppers.
Yeah. True. Which were dodgy. Yeah.
But I must say, please, 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 a good lube and a toy cleaner.
Mm.
Please, toy cleaner.
Mm.
Sunlight liquid, not quite good enough.
I want to say something. My double-sided dildo, you know, my best friend, was in my drawer. And it was just leaning against a dress. You won't believe it was, okay, it was kind of like a venial type story dress. It got black. It absorbed all the chemicals from the dress. I was shocked. Shocked. These things are, you know, we think they're like medical silicone. You don't know, even if you pay 400, 600 rand, 1,000 rand, you don't know. Better put a condom on them, clean them properly. You have no idea what it absorbs in.
Mm.
Yeah.
I must say, you know what, agree with you regarding you don't know if they are medical grade. A medical grade silicone, but with our shop Belle Rouge, we do our toys, our quality of our toys.
Mm.
Hence the fact that we are a bit more pricier because of the quality.
Mm.
And you don't want to be playing with like things that are that are plastic or that are it's terrible, absolutely terrible.
I mean, these feel amazing. I could just play with them with
like
my
a big blankie.
Mm.
Yeah.
It feels like really silky, really velvety. I just hope it hasn't been anywhere because I'm now like caressing it with my hands. But
no, you know what? Seriously.
Just send me a picture of you caressing the toys, please.
that's the extent of the fun I'm having with the toys, caressing the velvety
dildos. Because Daniel is still not here. Mm.
He isn't. He is at a...
How big are the stainless steel toys in South Africa?
We don't actually stock any of those. Because
I know the, like the fetish shops stock more of those. And they are amazing. You can put them in a freezer. You can make them warm. You can do amazing things with those.
I haven't even heard of that.
They're incredible.
Like they're very expensive. Balls.
Steel balls, dildos, like different shaped anal and vaginal toys that are phenomenal. But you've got to go more to the fetish shop.
So
I think one day we need to go on a little bit of a tour of Joburg.
I'm scared. I'm actually scared. I feel like I don't really want hot balls in my bum. I really don't.
Well, you know, until you've tried it, just
don't knock it.
It sounds like Chinese torture.
Well,
like, They don't have to be boiling hot.
We do. We've got a thing called a pot, which is it's not glass, but it's more perspex that you can use for anal, or you can use for a bit of G-spot stimulation, which is really great. And you can also put that in the freezer, or you can actually warm it with the hot water, like John T says. And your various sensations are phenomenal.
Yeah.
Now, can you do the same with the glass dildos? Because some of those are beautiful.
They are
the
beautiful.
Patterns and the way they're made, the shapes, they are incredible.
But
and
you
the
don't
way
want
they
to use them.
It is amazing.
You don't really want to use them.
Because you could actually have them like as an ornament somewhere
and
nobody would know what it was.
Exactly.
And your gran comes for Shabbos and says, oh, mamala, that's a gorgeous glass object you got.
But that's what they look like. They look incredible.
They are
with these amazing color swirls inside and they're phenomenal.
But what about breaking? Like that sounds...
No.
You know what, break.
The thickness that they make them to...
Okay.
They're not as fragile as what everybody seems to think.
No, they're you can't. You
that durability.
It's almost impossible to break them.
But you still tend to be a little bit more like, you don't really want to go down that
road. But the way they feel is amazing. Uh-huh. That smoothness of the glass is absolutely incredible.
Maybe we should go on a glass blowing course. We can go and make our own.
You need a little bit of practice. You need a little bit of practice for that
one. Or just a blowing course.
Yes, you need a little bit of practice for
that
one.
That can be more useful.
Yeah. Okay, so what I'm holding here now, take a picture, Claudine, please.
Hold
take a picture
on,
and put
on.
It somewhere. Somewhere, take a picture,
tell
put
me
it
what's
up
your
somewhere.
Twitter handle, Claudine. I'm trying to tag you, my love.
Oh, sorry. It's Claudie OK Kiddo. Jonty, let me see, my darling. Close.
So what Jonty is holding is the Beefa Classic Balls, which are for?
Well, we have a discussion about this because there needs to be certain things said about it. But essentially, besides pleasure, one of the ideas for them is that they're supposed to tone and strengthen your vaginal muscles.
Kegels. I'm doing mine right
Kegels.
Now.
Okay, but now I'm going to tell you something very interesting because there's a whole lot of new research come out. A lot of women have incredible tension in the muscles of their yoni.
Okay.
From past negative experiences, from traumatic birth, from limited beliefs, from guilt, from shame, from embarrassment, from so many different things about sex. When you do Kegels, the newest research has shown that it actually is making the tension more. It's not releasing it.
That makes sense, actually.
Yeah, because if something is tense and you're making it tighter, all that you're doing is adding to the tension. So, first thing is that the tension needs to be released, and that's a lot of the healing work that we do. The second part of it is what opens and relaxes the muscles more are proper squats, especially like yoga squats.
Wow.
That especially when you go, you got to go all the way down.
Yeah.
And
who's,
then
who's demonstrating?
Claudine.
I want a video.
You got to go down really slowly. So, you do it with your You do this with your legs apart. You go down really slowly. Yeah. And at the bottom of the squat, you stay there for 5 breaths. And then you slowly come up again.
Can this please take a photo of her, please?
Give me your camera, your phone then.
I think...
Ow, I can't stand it.
Okay, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm going to rather use the ball thing.
Okay. But it's really serious because a lot of times... When you are contracting the muscles and there is tension there already, all that you're doing is adding to the tension.
Okay, but then if women are coming in and they're saying incontinence and they're saying that they are loose and their partners want them.
Yeah, but that's a different story to the tightness.
Okay.
And so many women have that tightness, as I said, from negative sexual experiences. And I read something really interesting this week, and it was about it's something that we keep kind of coming back to, which was about women's pleasure and how a lot of women firstly don't know enough about their own bodies, how they give that pleasure to somebody else. So somebody else becomes responsible for your pleasure. And what happens a lot of times when you start having sex, it's young guys who know nothing about it. So they add to the fear, to the tension from whatever they are doing. And everything just gets so much tighter. And the amount of women who have pelvic pain and vaginal tightness is huge in the world. And it really impacts enormously on pleasure. And for the higher states of pleasure, what you need to be able to do is fully relax your pelvic floor muscles. And when there's a lot of tension there, you can't do that.
I want to share something, from my personal just experience, that a lot of women will describe that they, if they are in a certain position, they know how to make themselves come or have an orgasm, and they usually need to focus, and they usually need to, you know, rub a certain area and to get to a certain intensity. And then they also clench their vaginal muscles very hard. And then they don't really get to the fullness, the full expression of their orgasm field, or have different kind of orgasm, because they don't allow themselves to explore that. And I think, of course, as Candace says, when you have the eggs and you can work on them, if some women really don't have control of their muscles, or, you know, they have urine issues that, you know, because with time and with pregnancies, everything gets a little bit looser there. But actually women that need to learn how to release those muscles will get to unbelievable pleasure if they go through what it's called, that their partner will give them a pussy or a yoni massage, which is very slow, very tender stroking. So it's completely different, but they're both important.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And no question of that.
Can you please tell me, where do those things go? And
these
how
things.
Do I insert them, and what are they?
Okay. Come stand here and I will...
No, please don't put one here. Not on clipcentral.com.
Claudine, if I was there, I know you would have said yes.
Maybe then.
Okay, so you put some lube on the balls, and they go into your yoni.
Two balls at once. Okay.
Okay, they're not they're very light. And there's a string, see?
Yes.
So it's kind of like having, like, it's like a pleasure tampon.
Oh, that's
so to actually have to go to the 50 Shades side. Okay. Remember when they were having loads of sex?
Oh,
he took her out, and just before he took her out, he shoved these Kegel balls inside of her to make her tight for sex for later. It helps with the strengthening of the muscles, so that when your partner's inside of you, you can actually squeeze.
Yeah, but anything that came out of 50 Shades...
That's why I said to have to go
we
back.
We automatically
everybody
discount.
Kind of, yes. No, but everybody relates.
And
to
I mean,
it.
Two Kegel balls. I've seen a bloody necklace. You know, you can wear it out as a necklace, or you can, like, you get a whole string of them.
Yeah, So those could be vaginal or anal use.
Maybe I'm going to wear that on my wedding day. Kegel ball necklace.
I will happily buy you one for your wedding day. And if anybody asks you what it is, just point to me and say, go ask him.
And I'll have a stand there saying, come and buy a necklace.
Good idea, guys.
That's it. Sorry, Mommy Orman, this wedding has just gone downhill big time. The tone has been distinctly lowered.
She's not listening, thank goodness. Actually, Kaya's Dan's mother.
Yeah.
Says to me on Friday night, and I was like, Daniel, I can't even look at your mom. And the first thing she said to me on Friday night was, oh, I enjoyed the sex talk show.
Oh, sweet.
And that's sweet.
That is cute. That's
okay, but now we need to quickly talk about the very favorable, still always vibrating cock ring.
Okay, so put it close to the mic.
Will do.
Put it close to the mic and let it buzz.
Good buzz. Not as good as the Wee Vibe.
Oh, no. Different league.
I'm getting a Wee Vibe. I'm going to have a rave. I'm actually going to have a personal
and
rave.
I think you also want
home.
That butt plug.
And
you won't leave my butt plug alone.
I won't, because it feels so nice.
That's amazing.
It is nice,
hey?
Yeah. It is really great.
A lot of the metal ones are a similar size to that, and they're also really cool. They've got a lovely little kind of jewel star on the end, so they look fantastic. You can say somebody, want to
like
see
Star
my
Wars.
New jewelry?
I wear it out my bum.
So the cock ring is one of the kind of classic sex toys. Claudine, take a picture, please.
Sorry.
Always one of the more favorable toys still as like an entry something. Mm. Okay. And you also now get your rechargeable ones. So Dean is wearing it as a ring. And it is quite frightening.
Oh, beautiful. This is my new engagement. My new engagement ring. Hold on.
Yeah, this is much cheaper than whatever you're going to buy, Dan. I promise you.
He's already bought it.
You know what, Jonty? It's unbelievable that we show with Claudine that how you take a normal, you know, normal is debatable, but a complete, you know, woman that never really had too much exposure to sex and sex toys, you know, kinks, and then she becomes this lunatic.
I become the sexual fiend.
Well, this is what happens with everybody who steps into the studio for a little while, which is pretty good. I think it's fantastic.
I remember how quiet and sweet and you were. I remember how quiet and sweet you were, and look what Jonty did with you.
So
that's so true.
So stick around.
Yeah, we'll take your places.
We've all gone downhill.
Well, maybe we've gone uphill, actually.
Uphill.
I think so, because we've really expanded, and that's really, really good. I think it's fantastic. Mm. Another question. Do you ever go into a sex shop just to kind of like window shop? Like, you know, you go to Santon and you know that you're not buying anything, but you're just kind of wandering around and you're looking in the windows. Do people come into the shop and do that? It's just like, I'm just looking.
They're just browsing. And you know, my comment to that, because either they get stuck in traffic, so they want to come into the store and they want to come and have a look.
So you need to have a little coffee counter or a little cocktail bar that opens like it's at 5 o'clock. And it closes like at 7 once the traffic is cleared, going past Monte Cassino.
But people don't even notice. I mean, we, as you know, further up by the, I mean, we've got big signage and what have you. And people a lot of the times turn around and say, oh, no, but, you know, we've been sitting in traffic all this time and we never notice because everybody's so focused within themselves.
Mm.
But, yes, people come in there and say, oh, no, we're just browsing. So either they are very shy and they don't want you to interact or they generally are browsing. And when I realized that, I said to them, I'm sorry, it's a 500 rand entrance fee and don't touch my stuff. And their faces, like, drop because I'm not sure if I'm being serious, you know, which I then obviously lead on and I show them a couple of things and I kind of entertain and what have you. And 9 out of 10 times they walk out with something, you know, because it is that they are curious.
Yeah.
They want to know what's up and what's going down.
Yeah. Also, and this is something I want to tell you about this because I've latched on to this idea of curiosity in relationship, in sexuality, in sensuality, in spirituality, in life, as being one of the keys to happiness and fulfillment, to keeping relationships alive, to exploration, to growth. It is phenomenal, and I'm loving it. But that's the one thing that a lot of the toys do, is they'll keep you in a state of curiosity because of the different sensations, the different possibilities. And that by itself is a pretty amazing thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's a really powerful aspect.
I mean, look at me. I have hardly spoken this whole show, or have I? Because I've spent the whole show.
Hardly spoken is never and Claudine in the same sentence.
Well, I have been having so much fun playing, caressing, switching on these toys that I am just, I'm occupied for hours here. What is the, what is this
that's
now?
That's just the little, the,
okay,
you're
now,
too, no, wow.
Yeah, this is like a little kid. I'd rather play with the box than what's inside.
That's exactly
the box.
It.
That's where the little G-plug came from.
The box, beautiful. I mean, the packaging for the box.
Let's tell you, the G range.
It's beautiful.
The G-Vibe range is phenomenal. We, I didn't bring him with today because he's relatively popular. So there's one that actually looks like the snake's tongue.
Oh,
so it goes like a snake's tongue, and then it's straight, and it's got this hell of a round handle. It's got three motors on it. You can use it for anal and for G. You can use it for penetration. You can use it everywhere. And the packaging, once again, is phenomenal. It really is.
Mm. No, it really is beautiful. Mm. These are, you can tell that these are classy.
Mm.
Absolutely.
Which makes a very big difference because one of my big things with a lot of the adult shops is that the staff who work in them are literally just shop staff.
Mm.
And their knowledge of their product is so, so limited. And they're more concerned with selling things than actually saying, so what are you really looking for this for?
Or more so, they're busy, skiffing you out to see what you're actually wanting because they're more curious to see.
Yeah, or
the
can
kind
I get
person.
You into like the peep show booth?
Or something like that, exactly. I must tell you, I mean, Bella Rouge has come a long way with Jenny, as we all know, is living in Cape Town. She and I I work with Jenny, and we broke away, and we're still on William Nickel. We've been on William Nickel for the last nearly 8 years, I think it is.
Red light district of William Nickel.
Oh, there you go, exactly. I wish we could have flashing lights, but then people will think it's a club. I swear.
Well, it doesn't matter, because as long as you get them in the door.
No, but then they stand. I mean, I have men coming in at least once a week with their hands on their hips, and it's like, is this a club? And no, it's not a club. It's a sensuality store. Hmm. Oh, okay. You know, and they.
But
not
do you stall? But do you stall?
No, in fact, yes. But do you stall? Yeah, exactly. So it's yeah.
We're all the ladies.
No, it sounds actually so ridiculous that still we get this like, hey, what's going on here? You know, like, fuck, guys, just
read the sign.
Grip.
It's essential. Yeah. There's love stuff.
Become,
yeah.
Become modern. Become sensual. Understand the fucking revolution.
Thank you for that, babe. Thank you. They need to.
Serious.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I mean, I must just tell you also, in Belarus, like I keep on saying, we're on William Nickel Drive. Please follow my voice. Phone me if you do get lost. It's not that difficult. And we are open 8 to 6 weekly, or daily, should I say.
What's the website address?
It's www.belarus.co.za.
So you can actually do all of this in the privacy of your home.
Yes.
What I would personally want, if I were a new person coming to a sex shop that you can't get from the average sex store that you walk in on the side of the road, is I would like, you know, to know this is the sort of stimulation I want. This is the experience that I'm looking for. I want to know that I'm going to be guided through a process of choosing a sex toy.
And that's
so
really important.
For me, that's why I think a lot of people would come to a Belarus rather than going to...
I must also add to that. I mean, I have a lot of men, because men, you can never seem to... Well, you do. You can satisfy them. Loyalty, sex, and food. Those three easy things. But... You'll have men coming in and say, well, is this all you've got? And my shelves are that full. Mm. And I'm like,
what else do you want
what
exactly?
What more would you actually like? I'm sorry, I don't stock these hell of a big vibrators and fire extinguishers,
go,
you know?
Yeah, then phone me and I'll tell you where to go.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that would be an interesting thing. We need to do that like as a little video clip for the show, to go on a tour of some of the more, let's call them interesting places in Joburg.
Mm.
You game?
Before I say I'm game, will there be security? Will Tamar be coming with? I've got a few.
Duncan papers. Will come with his security.
I've
Dunk?
Got a few papers I need. Duncan's I agreed. Need you to sign.
So
first,
Duncan's
Josh.
Agreed to come with his security. And we'll go on a tour and Duncan. We'll produce a little video clip of some of the more interesting places in Joburg.
Yeah.
And we can include Belarus in that.
To go, well, no, I'm got flag, sure no. Sure no, thanks. I'll wash my hands on that one.
You've seen it all. What about a trip to Amsterdam, actually?
Okay, then I'm on board.
Well, if somebody's willing to sponsor us, we are there.
Let's do that.
Next week, we're there.
Okay. Seriously, let's do a sex talk show live from Amsterdam.
From the Sex Museum in Amsterdam.
Live from Red Light District. We can speak to some of the strippers. We can go to a live sex show. We will answer all of your questions live from Amsterdam. We're going to maybe start a Thunder Fund.
So, Neil, it's time to make something happen. Absolutely. So Cindy says, awesome show as always. It's so cool to hear from you, Cindy. Had to keep taking work calls, so I'm not happy with my colleagues. Well, just put a little, give them each a little remote vibrator or a little vibrating cock ring, and then I'm sure they'll be very happy for the hour. But catch the podcast.
Yes, you can listen in the comfort of your own home.
Absolutely, absolutely. This was really cool, guys. Thank you so much. It was fantastic.
Thank you for the... amazing toys.
Just I would do like a maybe like a body cavity search before.
Don't worry, I'm really angling for the door to check. I'm waiting. Duncan, yeah.
What if one of us go?
So that'll be very cool. Please, Cindy's coming with us to Amsterdam.
That would be.
But it's close to her. She's in Ireland. It's like a little short flight across Europe.
So she's sponsoring us.
Okay, Cindy, did you hear that? Time to organize a sponsor from there, and we are there.
there.
Absolutely. Please check out our new website. It's not fully operational yet, but it's getting there. www.eroslife.co.za, and let us know what you think. There's some cool video clips up, and in the next week or so, it is expanding and growing. Places still available for Ways of Pleasure in Mozambique. This is the most awesome retreat for couples. We're going to teach you about the power of sexual energy and how you can use that for, firstly, much more pleasure, for intimacy, for healing, and for creation and manifestation, which is really powerful. How you can use this energy to create the relationship that you'd like, to manifest stuff in your life. And, of course, some dolphin swimming, which is just fantastic. A beautiful beach and the most awesome, awesome food.
Exactly.
So, join us for that tomorrow. I hope you have the most wonderful week.
Thank you very
and
much.
Really
Sababa Eguzim.
Sababa Eguzim, definitely. And I will do some research here about sex shop. I will take some videos and I will upload them to our podcast page and for next week.
That'll be fantastic.
We
thank you so
you.
Much.
We do miss you, and thank you for being so kind with your words.
So
I want to say one more thing, Jonty, about Candace. I just want to say that women that dedicate, women and men, and you're included in that, Jonty, that dedicate their life for people to have more pleasure. I think it's one of the most beautiful and honorable jobs. You guys inspire me, and I want to say that take your boyfriend, take your girlfriend, your wife. It's never too late to explore. Go and check things out. Do it in a nice, safe way, and you will have a lifetime of pleasure.
Thank you.
So outer course, our dirty dictionary word, outer course is anything that does not involve any kind of penetration.
So we were right.
There you go.
Yay.
So it's anything that's external that doesn't involve penetration with tongue, with fingers, with cocks, with toys. It's all about outside, which is actually really interesting. And because our sex becomes so conditioned and so patterned, do something different this weekend and have the most amazing experience with your partner that does not involve anything going inside anywhere. And it really will start to expand your appreciation of nuance and subtlety and sensuality and touch.
The harp of that, I promise you. Absolutely.
It really, really is. Up next is Casper and the team, I think. Yes.
John, can I just really quickly
Very quickly. Something? 10
all
seconds.
Right, 4th of June, our ladies' night. Please listen for it or hear out for it and see all our advertising. It's Inside His Dirty Little Mind. I'm sure all of you would like to know about what goes on in your partner's minds. So, Belarus Ladies' Night, 4th of June. Be there.
And also, if you would like to get in touch with your vulnerabilities and do something really fun and crazy and learn about your inner funny, Jittery Citizens will be having an improv comedy workshop on the 17th of April from 10 a.m. You can get hold of us on Facebook at Jittery Citizens. Thank you.
Jingle jangle.
I wish you all so much pleasure.
Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.